This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day amid repeated disruptions and uproar over the remarks of Leader of the Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi related to the unpublished book of former Army Chief M.M. Narvane. Mr. Gandhi was speaking to the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament on commencement of budget session. Speaking in the House, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the Congress leader is misleading the House by quoting imaginary excerpts which are not factually correct. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha this morning took up discussion on the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address. A total of 18 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Moving the motion in the lower house, Union Minister and BJP MB Sarbananda Sonowal said the President's address reflected the government's vision of social justice, inclusive growth and commitment towards building Viksit Bharat.
Social justice for this government is not about slogan. It is about dignity, delivery and direct access. For employment and development in rural area, a law named Viksit Bharat, Jiramji, has been enacted.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today criticised Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks in the Lok Sabha during the motion of thanks, saying Mr. Gandhi has broken the rules of the House and he should apologise to the nation. The minister was talking to media in Parliament premises. Earlier talking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Rijiju said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply to the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address in the Lok Sabha on Wednesday. The Rajya Sabha took up discussion on the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address. A total of 16 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Moving the motion, nominated member C. Sadanandan Master said President Murmu in an address articulated a clear and confident vision of India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. Supporting the motion, Dr. Medha Vishram Kulkarni of the BJP said the President's address highlights India's continued progress. Digvijay Singh of the Congress alleged that the government is anti-farmer and anti-labour. Sagarika Ghosh of the TMC alleged the digital systems enabling cyber fraud and data scams. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has called the Union Budget 2026-27 futuristic, saying it lays the roadmap for the next quarter of the century. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Dr. Singh highlighted that the allocation of 10,000 crore rupees for bio-pharma shakti will strengthen India's position in the bio-manufacturing sector. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Bhubaneswar this evening on a six-day visit to a home state, Odisha. She was received by Governor Dr. Hari Babu Khambhampati, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other senior dignitaries. During a visit, the President will attend a series of official, academic and cultural programs across Khordha, Jajpur, Balasore, Puri and Mayurbhanj districts. Tomorrow, President Murmu will offer prayers at the Maha Viraj Temple in Jajpur and perform rituals at Navi Gaya. She will later attend the 12th convocation ceremony of Fakir Mohan University in Balasore as the chief guest. In the evening, the President will proceed to Puri for darshan at the Sri Jagannath Temple. Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh, today said that India has made significant progress in wetland conservation, with the number of Ramsar sites increasing from 26 in 2014 to 98 at present. Addressing the event on the World Wetlands Day 2026 in New Delhi, Mr. Singh noted that wetlands are not just ecological assets, but a source of traditional knowledge. He also highlighted the role of traditional knowledge in sustaining wetland ecosystems and preserving cultural identity. Asian Rifle and Pistol Shooting Championships 2026 began at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Ranges in New Delhi today. The event brings together elite athletes from across Asia for 2 weeks of exciting competition. The Defence Ministry has approved the grant of Mini Ratna Category 1 status to Yantra India Limited, YIL. Congratulating the defence public sector undertaking, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said YIL has successfully transformed from a government organisation into a profit-making corporate entity within about 4 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.